firearms training, urban survival, close quarters combat.
This is another podcast to help you better prepare for any threat you may face in your role as a protector and a patriot. This is Modern Combat and Survival.
Hey everyone, this is Jeff Anderson, editor for Modern Combat and Survival Magazine, and back into our podcast week with a new segment that we've been testing out. We call it 5 in 5, and basically it's our way to at least try to make a dent in all the listener and reader questions that we get submitted to us through all of our media channels. And here's how it works. So we basically select 5 submitted questions and have just 1 minute or less to get right to the meat of the answers. So 5 questions in 5 minutes. So that's why I came up with the clever, the super clever title of 5 in 5. I thought it was clever anyway. This week, we have the benefit of actually being joined by one of our instructors in our MCS network to give his advice on this. So please welcome back Jeff Johnsgaard of naturaltactical.com. All right, Jeff, this is kind of a follow-up to the podcast that we did with you on the center axis relock and the 360-degree CQD training that you're doing here. And you haven't seen these questions yet. I think we should probably give these to people ahead of time so you actually have a little bit more of a warning. But anyway, so five questions here from 5 of our readers or listeners. You ready to nail this thing? You only have 1 minute. This is like a game show.
Yeah, well, context is everything, so this will be interesting.
Yeah, this is your disclaimer. He hasn't seen these questions at all here. But all right, here we go. So 5 in 5. This one is the firearms training version here, the firearms tactics version. Okay, so we're going to start off here with David Edwards from Texas submitted this question. I've had a little bit of here for clarification, but he asks, what if you have your gun on someone and they stop approaching you, but they don't comply with your orders? Like if you tell them to get down or back off, what do you do?
Okay, great question. That's probably a good thing. I would simply say that the point is that you need to be calling 911, right? You need to be getting support in there. So can you do that while still maintaining a weapon presentation? You need to get to a position of advantage. Any position that allows you to expand on the time, distance, cover, confidence equation that we're always teaching. So that's what you need to be doing all the time, whether that person is encroaching on you or not.
Okay. William Fretzel from Kansas asks, is it better to learn how to shoot slow, methodical shots with good shot placement or do speed drills?
Yes. But the first thing would be that you need to take the anxiety out of a gunfight. You need to train it that way before doing either of those two things. How do you do that? Within how you initially start training. And you need to learn how to spatially orientate your weapon while moving very quickly in time and space. Those are the things that matter. Put those things together now.
Okay. Next question comes from Michael Harris from New Jersey. He asks, which is better? 1, go to the range often, or 2, spend more time at the range each time?
Context is everything. So if you're already doing those things, going to the range at all, then maybe neither. It depends on, are you doing enough dry drills? Are you good with your phase 1 and phase 2 stoppage drills? Can you do those things one-handed? You know, there's a lot of great benefit and training that you can add in just 10 or 15 minutes a day. And then going to the range and learning how to handle the recoil. Things like pack timers are great, but they're just tools, and sometimes we chase them too much and we miss the boat because we're at the wrong dock if surviving a deadly force encounter is your priority.
Okay, next question comes from Jeannie Wood from South Dakota, and she says, what is the most effective pistol for an older female to carry?
Jeannie, I wish I knew more context to that. I would say the gun that you are able to handle the recoil of, feed, fire, extract, eject, especially one-handed if need be. If you can handle all those things on a firearm, then that firearm would be good for you if you're going to carry it. But those things pale in comparison to the ability to actually not look like a victim, have awareness and perception. And those two things actually pale in comparison to actually having the will to act. If you think there's something wrong, if there is a doubt, there is no doubt. So actually do something. Optimize your position. Get your hand on that firearm if need be. Call out to that person. Don't be a victim. Don't act that way. Have awareness. all those things pale in, are more important than just having that gun, but having that gun and learning how to utilize it, especially one-handed again, you know, all those stoppage drills and things if needed. And if not, then maybe a revolver.
Okay. This last question comes from Jeff Anderson from Texas. So I've been meaning to ask you this one for a while. I remember at the car course that I took, you were talking about how the pinky in the pistol grip, like when you're gripping the pistol, how the pinky can screw up your shooting accuracy. And you said, we'll get to that. And then we never got to that. So I want to ask you, what is this thing with you and the pinky and the pistol and gripping the pistol?
Oh, sorry, brother. I didn't mean to not get to that. So that is a big deal to me. It's something I'll use as a to try and normally blue gun. So for those of you who are on audio or on video here, normally when you're gripping the pistol, when you go to move your trigger finger, the point is to move the trigger without moving the gun. And if you squeeze a lot with your pinky finger, which you most likely do because you don't realize it, you're actually putting undue disturbance to the position and hold, especially when, maybe not one slow squeeze surprise, but once you're starting to handle the recoil on multiple shots, you'll grip with that. So I'll show you how, you know, I can press into the kind of that bottom of your wrist near the pinky, and that all of a sudden makes your wrist bend and gives other movement to it. There's some actual real cool stuff there, and I'll demonstrate live as well with shooting with a full hand squeezing grip. Rounds go low to the left because I'm a right-handed hold, but then when I release that pinky, they go straight on, and it's just another trick and tool to bring that person's mind to something that they thought was just one thing, press the trigger. It's now actually, they don't, it brings their awareness to that there was more going on that shouldn't be going on. Moving the trigger without moving the gun is it simple or is it easy? Well, simple denotes a lack of complexity. Easy denotes a lack of effort. So it's easy, but it's not simple, right?
No. Awesome. And you had 5 seconds to spare. Good job, man. Good stuff. Listen, everybody, we'd love to hear from you with the five and five. If you have any of your own questions you want to submit, or if you have any other ideas on answers to some of the people that had submitted questions, we'd love to hear them. Go ahead and put them on the blog in the comments section there. And we'd love to give you credit for them as well. And make sure that you check out Jeff's training over at his website at www.naturaltactical.com. And until our next 5 and 5 broadcast, this is Jeff Anderson saying prepare, train, and survive.
Modern combat and survival.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. You can help us out by rating our podcast on iTunes and leaving a comment. You can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/modern combat and survival. And don't forget to claim your free subscription to Modern Combat and Survival magazine at www.moderncombatandsurvival.com. Lock and load. And we'll see you next time. This has been Modern Combat and Survival.